I'm Ben Riga. I'm a technical evangelist at Microsoft working on Windows Phone, and this is Top Ranked. It's a series where I talk about best practices for Windows Phone developers that are building apps for the Windows Phone platform. And what I focus on is what are some of the things that you need to think about when you're building your apps, whether that's design or development or marketing. We'll try and mix it up and talk about different topics. Today I'm going to talk about trial. It's one of those things that is not used nearly enough, and yet it's an important one. What we know from what we're seeing in the background, what people are clicking on, what people are actually buying, is that when you do include a trial on your app is 70 times more likely to get downloaded. That's 70. That's a lot more downloads. Now, of course, not all of those downloads will get converted over. But we do see that about 10% of those additional 70 times do. So there's a huge increase in number of sales that you'll have if you include trial. Now, we've actually made it really easy to include the trial as part of your application. The marketplace understands it. There's an API as part of the licensing of your application. And so what I wanted to do today is spend some time talking about what it is that you can do as part of your application that you can use to set up trial. It's actually pretty easy. There's some gotchas in there, so we'll talk about some of those things. Now, the first thing is what to trial. You should keep that in mind. We don't know what your application does and what it can and can't do, so it's up to you to decide what to trial, whether it's time-based or number of launches or what have you. You should be careful, of course, when you use time-based, because when an end user actually installs your application, they can uninstall it. And when they uninstall it, everything related to your application is completely erased. And so unless you store that information somewhere in the cloud, if an end user uninstalls your application, reinstalls it, they essentially have another trial. So try and be careful about using time-based. But of course, if you do have something in the cloud, you can take advantage of it. The other thing that you should worry about, not really worry about, but something you should think about, is that actually checking for a trial has a penalty or a cost. It's about 50 to 100 milliseconds when you hit that API, and so you don't want to do it very often. I remember when we first launched the phone that there were some games that were checking the trial API many times per second. And of course, if you're checking many times per second and that hit is 50 or 60 millisecond, that obviously is going to slow down your app. So my suggestion is that you cache that. You really only need to check it in two places: when your app loads and when it resumes. When you're in the app itself, it's unlikely that the trial mode is going to change. And so you do need to know when you load, obviously, to be sure that whether the end user has actually bought the app. And when you resume, obviously, if you send the end user to the marketplace to buy, and when they come back, you want to check whether they bought the app or not. The other thing is more of a marketing thing, but you should be sure to include a buy link in your app. Otherwise, you're relying on the end user to go back to the marketplace and find your app again, or go to the app list and tap and hold. So my recommendation is to include a buy link. And while you're doing that, you should also include a rate link. Ratings are the best thing to get your app raised in terms of number of the ranking of your app. And so if you get more ratings, your app will increase, hopefully high ratings, your app will increase in rank. And increasing in rank means you probably get more downloads. And then the last thing is testing. Now, testing is not an easy thing because you don't know when you're in trial and when you're not. And so I'm going to show you some techniques that you can use to take advantage of that. So enough of me talking. Let's have a look at some code. And let me pull up my laptop here. Now, what I have here is an application I've built. It's, you know, phone app with trial. And I'll release this app as part of my blog post around this. But let's just have a look at what I've done here. So the first thing is I actually have my app XAML. So this is just a standard application, just standard page application. It's got two pages. It's got a main page and a My Content page. But the first thing I did is in my AppXAML is I declare two things. One is I declare a Boolean, which is a trial cache, and that's where I'm going to check whether my trial is on or off. And I'm going to set that a limited number of times. And then I also have my license info, which is where I check for that. And then I do a couple of things here. When my app loads, let me just scroll down here. So when the app is launching, I check if the trial mode is on, and then also when the app is activated. So when it comes back or is brought back to the foreground, I check for that. And the way I do that, let me just scroll down here, is I check this check is trial. And there's really one thing I need to do, and that's this one here. So when I'm in release mode, that's all I'll do. I'll check is trial, license info.is trial is all I really need to do. I set my trial cache, and that trial cache is now available to me to use no matter where I am in the application. I'm going to leave that there. I'm going to come back to the other part of that check is trial because that's kind of an important piece as well. And then let me switch over to my main page. Now, my main page is pretty trivial. It's just a page with a button, and that button is going to launch my content page. And so let me just quickly look, just show you. There's nothing fancy going on here. I'm just launching my content page. And then my content page is pretty trivial. It's just a page that has some text on it. It's just a text block. And so that's just where I'm going to, in this case, that's all I'm going to do as part of my trial. I'll check if I'm in trial, and I'll set that text block to be something. So let's have a look at how I do that. So if I go into my content page, my content page has a loaded and an unnavigated to. And by doing that, I know that when my page is loaded or when my page gets navigated to, that I'm going to check for trial. And so I do that, or I'm going to do something as part of trial. I'm not actually checking for the trial here. I did that in my AppXAML. I don't have to do it again, so I just do it once. And so what I do here, in this case, I'm just going to check my trial cache, right? So that's in the application.current as app. So that's I set that in my app.xaml page. And then I'm checking my trial cache, which is essentially a global variable. I know they're kind of hokey. I try to limit those. But in general, this is probably the easiest way to do it. And then I set my trial mode, that text, and the other one. So let's have a look at this. So let me run this app. And I have my emulator running here. And so here's my page. I click here, and it says we're sold out. Now, if I exit out and relaunch that app again, you'll see that it's sold out. So I'm showing a little confusion here because what's actually happened is one of the things I didn't want to do because I'm in release mode. So in release mode, we're just checking the license info, and the license info when you're in release mode basically says your app has been bought, so you have full access to all of the features. Now, how do I test for when I'm in trial mode? And so let's head back to the app, and I'll go back to my app XAML and come back and check here. So this is what I did earlier. I put myself in release mode. Now, if I go back to debug, I've actually got a snippet of code here that essentially does one thing and one thing only. It pops up a little message box. It shows me a message that says, click OK to simulate a full license or click cancel, and you'll get the trial. And then based on the result of that, I set my trial cache. So rather than check my license info, which makes no sense when I'm in development because I'm in development, the app hasn't been seen from, hasn't been downloaded from the marketplace, so there's no license info to check. So basically, this is how I test. And so by doing that, let's run this app again. And we should see it here. So here's that dialogue. Of course, your end users should never see this because it's only going to pop up. I'm using that compile directive. It only will pop up when the app is in debug mode. So I'm going to click OK. If I click OK, then we've sold out. So that's fine. If I run it again, and this time I hit cancel, now I'm in trial mode. If I click my content, it shows we're in trial. So things are pretty cool. And that's probably the easiest way to do it. That's the easiest way I found. It's just a simple snippet of code that shows me what to do. Now, what happens when you tombstone? Or actually, what happened? Let me actually try this. So if I go in, I'm going to set, actually, let me do that again. I'm going to go in, set trial mode. So I should be in trial mode. Back out here. Now I will exit out of my app and start IE. And so I've essentially done tombstone my app. When it comes back, it's going to check again. So it's actually asking me, what do you want to do, right? So I'm testing myself. So here I could check, let me try that again. Check again, and there it's launched. And so now if I click on that, and now we're sold out. So I can do that back and forth. Now, where is that handy? Now, the real important place is if we come over here, and this is something I implore you to do. If you do one thing or if you learn one thing from this video, it's make sure if you have a paid app that you encourage your end users to actually pay you. The only other way to do it, if you don't put a paid app, is the end user has to come back, either search for your app in the marketplace or tap and hold. And it doesn't work, obviously, in the emulator because this is not a marketplace app. But it would act. I would have to tap and hold, and then I would have to go back into it. So what I ask you to do is put in this buy now page. And by the way, at the same time, you can do a rating page. And let me show you how those work. Let me head back here, and I'll come back to my main page. My main page XAML. Here it is, and here's my first. Here's my buy click. So there's the menu buy click. And essentially all I'm doing is market detail task, setting up my MDT variable here, setting up a newing up a market detail task object, and then show. And that what happens with that is when I launch that, well, we'll see it in a second, but essentially it will launch into the marketplace. And it's exactly the same thing for review. No app should not include a review. Every app, whether it's paid or free, should encourage end users to do a review. Now, in my case, I've put it in the menu item. That's where I like to do it. It might not make sense for you to do it there. If you have a game, for instance, you might want to pop it up to the menu page directly for your first loading page. So let's see how that works. If I run that, you'll see my emulator, and I'll just put in trial mode. It doesn't really matter. I bring that up. If I click buy now obviously that's not going to work in the emulator because this is not actually a paid application. It's not an application I've downloaded. It's one that I've sideloaded. But essentially this is what it would do. It would actually launch the marketplace and then come back. When I close that, it's actually coming back. Now, of course, if I've sent the end user to the marketplace to buy, I want to make sure when they come back that I set my trial cache properly. And so, again, because it's being activated, you've actually been tombstoned or made dormant, and now it's being reactivated. So now I can say, okay, now it's paid, and now the app is sold. So that's kind of it. Same thing with rating. If you click on that, it's going to send me to the marketplace, to the rating page for the marketplace. That's pretty cool, but not really a whole lot to do there. But again, it's an important thing. If you're building an app, you want to encourage your end users to rate the app. So I think that's it. Hopefully that gives you a pretty good sense for how easy it is to take advantage of the trial API in the Windows Phone platform. I encourage you, I will make sure that this code is made available. It's pretty trivial code. You could probably copy it right off the video, but I'll make sure that it's available. So make sure that you include the trial mode. Give some thought to what it is you actually would trial. I tend to encourage people to actually limit the functionality of the app based on trial. Basically, don't make some functions available unless the person, the end user, has actually bought the app. Make sure you cache that trial mode, and then encourage, if you're in trial, if the end user has a trial, encourage them to actually buy the app. And then ratings. And then, of course, you'll want to test. I have a snippet of code. I'm sure there's other ways to do it, but hopefully that will be it. Again, my name is Ben Rieg. I'm a technical evangelist at Microsoft. If you have other ideas for how, that you think other developers on the Windows platform, Windows Phone platform, can take advantage of, let me know. Drop me an email at benriga@microsoft.com or send me a message on Twitter @benriga. And I'll be sure to include that. If I get enough requests, I'll be sure to include that in an upcoming video. Let me know what you think. Thank you.